tell me how you got involved in this in the first place.
Because, you know, we spend a lot of time on the water up here. A lot of our people spend a lot of time on the water. You know, and I think in this day and age, we have to educate and start getting people to use these personal flotation devices, because the water, it might be cold, but it's going to give us another option of getting out of that water if we ever go overboard.
And so flotation devices are not something that's in use commonly when people are going out hunting or fishing?
Not as common, I think, as we would like to. You know, I try to encourage my family and my friends and many other people out there, you know, to use a personal flotation device. You know, the days of us traveling out on that land and out on that water without personal flotation devices, I think we have to make sure that we educate more and make them aware of the dangers of our Arctic waters.
And what about when you were growing up, Jerry Gassoon? Did you have flotation devices? What kind of advice or what kind of things did your parents or the elders tell you about, you know, being safe when you were out?
You know, when we were out and when I was growing up, we never had anything known as a personal flotation device. A little bit later on in life, you know, we had things that they called the lifesaver, the life jacket, and later on in life now, we're getting flotation devices. We're getting you know, more and more of these life jackets and that coming in, and we're really working on trying to, you know, educate our travelers out on the water, especially the open water, to be using life jackets or personal flotation devices.
And, you know, in researching the story, I've heard a lot from people that the sort of the campaigns, the awareness campaigns that, you know, take place in southern Canada aren't effective up north. What do you think the obstacles are, or what kind of messages and how should they be put out so that people start, you know, taking some of these precautions that you've talked about in the conversation with me?
You know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, might be happening in the south, you know, a lot of times up here we're hunting in the early spring, like now, you know, and people are using their big winter coats, and it's not the easiest to be able to put on a life jacket over top of some of those some of that clothing, you know, and you know, sometimes the waters that we travel in up here are very cold. You know, some of them might even say that if you had a personal flotation device on, whether you're close to shore or maybe not so close to shore, you might not survive that long. But, you know, I think that one of the things that we have to do in regards to education is that at least we'll find them. You know, what we hear from some of the things that might happen in other parts of Canada. We live up here in the north, and we're in the far northwest, and we're right on the edge of the Beaufort. We're only about 160 kilometers in from the Beaufort Sea, and even the waters can be quite cold out there.
But it's interesting that you've talked about sort of the cultural and social aspect of it, but you're also talking about concrete things, that life jackets need to be made so that they will fit over huge parkas people would be using in the Arctic.
I think another, you know, I've seen where the company called Mustang, they, because of those people that hunt the bowhead whales in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
our relatives over there, the Inupiaq, they're making white-colored Mustang flotation jackets for them so that they could use that instead of their, you know, some of their traditional clothing that they use when they go out and do those hunts with the bowhead. Maybe that's something that might be become of interest here, even in the Western Arctic.
And do you always wear your flotation device when you're out hunting?
I always wear my flotation device, yes. whether I'm in a small boat or whether I'm in the larger boat.
And what was behind that? You know, what made you, you mentioned when you were growing up you didn't have that. How did you make the decision to incorporate that into sort of your life when you're out on the water?
You know, I ended up working with the RCMP. I was an RCMP member for a number of years. And any time that we went boating, it was always encouraged that we wear a flotation device. Not only that, a little bit later on in life, I ended up working with Parks Canada, and the times that we traveled by out on the water with the boats from Parks Canada, we had to wear personal flotation devices, and that's and afterwards even running working in the field of tourism. I like to wear the personal flotation device.
And even just speaking to you for this conversation, you seem really passionate about this subject. I'm just wondering where that passion comes from.
Well, we have to make sure that we get out there and get that that information to those ones traveling out on the water. You know, we've lost enough people out in the Beaufort Delta that even had personal flotation devices with them. And they never used them. When we found them, they never had them. You know, I mean, even when I wasn't in the RCMP, we still lost a number of people. You know, I've lost family members out there. And it's not fun to have to retrieve somebody from the water and that they've succumbed to the water and to the elements, you know. And with that, you have to continue to try to get that message out there. You got to wear a life jacket, wear a personal flotation device. I mean, even if we might lose you to that water net, at least we'll be able to find you.
George Gassoon, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're very welcome, and take care.